Welcome to Kevin's English Room Podcast. I have to do a quick shout out. On Amazon Music, we are doing a spinoff version of this show called Kevin's English Room Podcast Plus. Yes. It's a 5-minute show. Mm-hmm. We answer English questions we get from our listeners. Some of the English questions we answered, for example, adult, the word adult. In Japanese, adaruto kind of feels kind of sexual here. Does that apply to the English version of adult? Kind of answered that. And those interesting questions,
yeah,
right?
That was.
You will not find that in textbooks, I'm sure.
True.
Yeah, right. And we also did a challenge on if Jiama-chan actually remembered what he learned during the show. You will have to actually see the episode, see if he succeeded or not.
Yes.
I do remember now.
You do remember now. I recalled it.
You remember now.
It came back, yes.
Oh, got it. Yes.
Yep,
and it's free. All you have to do is download Amazon Music. Mm-hmm. You don't have to have the paid account. You can just go log in with your free account, go to Amazon Music, and then just search for our show. So check it out. If you're interested, guys, thank you.
Thank you.
Alrighty. Mm-hmm. You remember the words, right?
Yes.
You remember,
both,
right?
Both two, yes.
Both words that I...
Yes.
That I tested you on the...
Yes.
Got it.
I do.
That's good.
All right. Water repellents? 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 Repellents. Right?
Repellent.
Repellent.
Yeah, so you're... I would give you like a pass for that.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
Water repellent. That's a noun form.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah, sure. What's the other one?
Oh, that's what I remember. Hyperpigmentation.
That's right. That's good. All right.
Yes.
Yeah.
Start fitting in,
yep.
Finally.
You're starting to, long-term memory is kicking in. That's good.
All right. So that's one for today. This is from Happy Avenue-san.
Okay.
Thank you.
Konnichiwa.
いつも楽しく3人の会話で勉強をしています。
いいよ。
朝の出勤から帰宅時までのドライブ中、アメリカでの生活を思い出したり、新たな発見があったり、うなずけたり、すごく勉強になりながらも、笑える。これが大事。やっと寒さが退き始め、桜の季節となりましたね。先日フィリピンの方とスカイプを通して英語でお話をしていたら桜の話になり、日本ではスタバからスーパーの食品まで今は桜フレーバーだらけだよ、パッケージや紙袋もピンクイッシュだと伝えたら、桜ってどんな味なのと聞かれて詰まってしまいました。確かに、ググると桜イコールクマリン
ね、
とクマリンの説明もわかるのですが、桜は独特で日本語でも桜は桜の味としか思い浮かばず、kind of sweet としか言えませんでした。桜の味って英語では何と説明したら相手の方に想像してもらえると思いますか？個人的には桜味は独特すぎて好んで選ばないですが、お二人の苦手な味も教えてもらえたら嬉しいです。私はチェリーコークだけは飲めません。これからも応援しています。引き続き楽しいレッスンをよろしくお願いします。
Yeah, can you describe to me what the taste of sakura is? Let's say I don't know anything about sakura flavors.
It's difficult.
Yeah.
Like, I don't even... Okay.
Well, first of all, do you have a clear image of what sakura tastes like?
So, I have the image of, like, sakura mochi's taste.
Okay.
That's sakura taste to me.
You're talking about the skin around the mochi. Yeah, sorry, skin around the uncle, right? The pink.
Yeah, mochi itself. Plus the leaf.
Oh, right.
Around it.
You know there's two kinds of sakura mochis?
Yes.
I saw it on the news the other day. Did you see that? Oh, no, you don't have TV. So,
yeah, I know two. Like, one is like a roll, like waffle kind of.
Yeah, the waffle-ish one. And the other is like more of a ball.
Omochi, yeah. I'm talking about that one, omochi's one.
Got it.
Yeah. More like ohagi one.
More like ohagi one.
Pink omochi, inside there's a anko.
Okay.
Rolled by the sakura leaf.
Right.
That one is a, to me, sakura taste. But I'm not sure if it's the actual sakura. How different is it? I've never had that, you know, the
The actual itself, flower and the leaf and the petal.
Yeah. But leaf, yes. So it's not far from that, I guess.
Oh. Aren't they using the actual leaf, though?
Yeah.
Also, it's the actual taste, though, right?
Yeah.
It's not like someone's trying to replicate its flavor.
Yeah, it's the actual leaf.
Right.
Yeah.
But the sakura flavor itself, for example, if you go to a Starbucks, you have like a sakura flavored latte shit, right?
Right.
That's more like human made, right?
Made up.
It's not like Starbucks is taking a whole pile of sakura petals and then trying to extract its juices, no? Yeah. They're not doing that, right?
No, I don't think so.
They're trying to replicate the image of the sakura flavor itself, right? But for the sakura mochi, are they using some sort of an actual sakura petal?
I don't know.
Or are they using that same essence of the sakura flavor? Flavor essence that some,
I'm not sure. But at least the leaf itself is the real one.
Yeah.
So I know that taste. But think about that mochi itself. I'm not sure. I don't think they just collect all the flowers and then I don't think so. They do that.
You know, if you think about it, sakura flavor is very weird because no one eats sakuras.
Right.
And no one knows what it tastes like. But it's out there everywhere in the food industry. The sakura flavor. That's weird.
Yeah, true. True.
Like, I wouldn't blame foreigners of like, ooh, so this is the actual sakura. And they're like eating the petals. Right. That act itself, I feel like that's going to get a lot of heat.
Right.
People are going to criticize them for that. But, like, we have sakura flavors everywhere.
Right. It's just, like, tulip taste.
Yeah.
Tulip flavor or something. And then...
Right. Yeah. I wonder what the actual tulip tastes like.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Taste it, right?
Right. So, I guess sakura is something very, well, common and very special. Somehow, we Japanese can somehow kind of imagine...
Yeah.
The taste.
Right.
Maybe from the leaf of sakura mochi, but...
Yeah. I heard... I saw this interview on TV, right? So we're getting a lot of tourists in Japan, and they're enjoying the sakuras.
Oh, yeah.
But one of the park administrators were like, you know, it's... What we're struggling with is that a lot of the foreigners are not understanding the kind of like the manners in the parks. So a lot of people, they would kind of like break the tree and bring it home.
Oh, you know? I see.
Right. And that's against the manners, right?
Sure. Yes.
Do you think it's also against the manners to actually eat the sakuras? Like, for example, like I'm curious right now, like, what does the actual petal taste like?
Yeah.
Like, so do you think it's against the, I guess, manners to kind of like...
If you just try taste one in a group, then I don't think that's that... Well, I mean, it's not very beautiful, very well-mannered act, first of all.
Yeah.
But as an, you know, just one bite to know... things.
Yeah.
Well, that's not very, very bad. But if you eat whole start eating whole things, then that's then no. But
maybe try the one that's already fallen.
Oh yeah.
That's no problem, right? That's ultimately it's gonna go in the trash, no?
Yeah. Well, but yeah, true.
I don't know how it's gonna happen. You should open your mouth. Yeah, wait for it to fall into your mouth.
Yeah.
That's a strategy there.
Right.
Yeah. Right. I wonder if it's sweet. Probably not, though, right?
I don't think they're sweet.
You think it even has like a slight hint of what it actually tastes like on the market? Do you think it overlaps?
Yeah, I think
to some degree.
Because I have experience only eating leaves, not flowers.
Okay.
But I have experience with eating sakura leaves.
Yeah, the green one.
Yeah, green one. And I feel like it's overlaid.
Oh, really?
Those like artificial sakuras.
Wow.
It has like nuance still shared by those two. So I guess for the flowers too, I think they still share something.
I see. I'm really curious now.
Yeah. Well, you can...
I'll try a bunch of collecting like these fallen petals, try to collect it all.
Yeah, and wash it.
Well, how should I extract a flavor? Should I put it in boiling water?
Yeah.
You think that's a good strategy? Like tea leaves, you know?
Right.
Collect a bunch, put it in like a tea bag, and then kind of dip it in boiling water.
You think
that's a good strategy?
That's right.
Or should I just... Should I bake it and then eat it? Or should I just go raw? You know.
Yeah, that's one.
Yeah.
You try pick and eat.
Yeah,
and second one, I think, boil it.
Boil it.
And then take the juice from it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh. I'm interested now.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Yeah.
But I've heard like sakura jamu before.
Mm-hmm.
So we have a...
Really? You think that's extracted from the actual petal?
Yeah, and you got like not only the petal.
Petal itself,
but like a, you know, it's like a, you know, the petals, and you got a like axis, like jiku. Like
cookie?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's some cookie that, you know.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. So they, I think they put it in.
Did you taste that?
I taste that, but I don't remember.
Did you feel sakura, like the actual marketed sakuras?
I remember I felt the sameness from the leaf. It shared the like, you know, it has like typical taste.
Mm-hmm. Right? Yeah, I get it. Shit.
And that was sweet, very sweet, because it was jam.
It was right.
But yeah.
Yeah.
Well, let me know the taste.
Yeah, I will. If I do manage to.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if you go to like those famous places, like Hanami places, and then pick everything, that's not well mannered.
Right.
Go just random.
Go to like a random park, right?
Yeah.
There's sakuras out there.
You know,
right?
There's small sakuras.
Yeah.
Well, I think that's just not.
Pick some from the ground.
Yeah.
Right. Clean it a little bit.
Yeah.
And then boom.
Right. Do you like those sakura flavors, like from the Starbucks and those artificials?
I'm not too excited for it. When they come out with a sakura flavor, it's not like, oh, I want to get it. No, that doesn't happen.
Uh-huh.
But I'm not against it.
Uh-huh.
Definitely love its sweetness, love its characteristics. I do love that.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah.
So, all right. Thanks for listening, guys.
Thank you.
Bye.